ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम। यू नो व्हाट इज प्रेम? प्रेम मीन्स लव, अफेक्शन, क्लोजनेस, ट्रस्ट, कम्युनिकेशन। वेयर देयर इज लव there is naturally respect. When there is respect and love, is translation okay? Tamil translation is all right. Yes, those who are here, they are have headphones, and those who need headphones are here. Achha. Okay, right. First of all, welcome. Welcome with great love. Aap le aayo na? Yeah. And love is lightness. Lightness is actually because it is the river of love flows and carries everything. The destination of a river is ocean, and the love of the ocean is that he makes rivers into ocean. That is Baba's love, makes us also like him. Unlimited love, deep love, incognito and subtle. Love is not possessive. Love actually supports you, gives you the experience of its own coolness, freshness, empowering, enjoying company of Baba. Like in the ocean, if you are swimming in the ocean, or you are going deep down in the ocean, diving deep, and you come up, it does not grip you. It keeps you free to go, free to come in. And this is what is Baba's love, that gives us freedom to share everything with honest heart. And Baba's love is also very real. Spiritual fragrance is in that love. Fragrance you cannot photograph, but then you can experience, is it touching you? Cool, fresh air, you cannot actually see it, but it is touching you and see it, and you see the curtains are moving, the leaves of tree are moving, but it is giving you the experience. So to recognize God's love, you also need knowledge. God's love is not the love like human beings, limited love or possessive love or selfish love. It's benevolent love, selfless love. And so with that love, Baba has brought you here, or sustained you and sustain all of us. And as soon as you come in Madhuban or here, you see on Dadi's cottage, past Baba's picture, welcome children, come. Baba's arms are open. come and have rest and be refreshed. Because it is here the place Baba says you don't have any burden, you don't have any bondage. You have, don't have any responsibility what you had before at your local place. Here it is just the opportunity to fill yourself. And Baba is actually with great love specially comes to express his love. Certainly he needs love in order to express. He expresses his feelings. Do you feel Baba's feeling? Can you feel it? See the expression Baba uses. Last week, Murli, one expression he used that touched me so much. And every day in the morning, I create that feeling how God feels about being connected with children. And that expression was in Murli. When all of you have come down here, the souls from the deity religion and all other souls who have come down here, I feel that the separation, and I feel my children now cannot take any more. And all souls, not only just the deity souls, it's the time they should come back. And I become, you know what word Baba used? Remember anyone? I become restless. You notice this word in Murli? Restless means I am so eager to meet my children, and now I don't feel just being comfortable myself more here. I should come down to make my children free and make them ready to come with me. That's why I come. I come to decorate you. I come to purify you. I come to make you capable to claim my kingdom. So these words itself, if you really see as God speaking to you, I love you. And He gives so many compliments, so many titles, in Laukic way. If love your lover or beloved or friend said, oh, I love you, how many times you repeat this? Have you had the experience in your world? You believe or you don't believe? Though you are deceived later on, but what is the experience? Do you doubt? And Laukic people don't have true love. And we do understand that how they deceive each other. And here God is truth. He expresses His true feelings of supporting us, liberating us, purifying us, and making us. You are already called, coming from Sri Lanka. Sri means, what is Sri means? Elevated. Sri means pure. Sri means clean. And Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan. And when it was Lanka, it was not Sri anymore. But to make Lanka Sri Lanka. Right? To make Ceylon into Sri Lanka. Right, it was called, before it was called Ceylon, yes? Right. So it was bitter, it was salty, He makes everyone so elevated, sweet and pure. So you are, we have already that title. Just think about the expression time to time he uses. And every day he says, my long lost and now found. So we just repeat it actually, but this expression is from him, from his heart. We were lost, but we were not so the way that really feeling that I have lost. We became busy in our own joyful way of living, or in the world of vices. We did not search really, because we did not know even. We were looking for happiness, not for God. And honestly, even people remember God, devotees remember God. What for? What they keep first in their mind? Money, good relation, a good house, good health, good husband, good partner, good friend. They look only for human beings, that's why they remember. They look for wealth. So first they keep wealth, and God says, I don't need anything. I need only you as you were before. I don't want even your, that, the body you bring here, you just come to me, but I love you to see you as you beautiful, beautiful divine virtues were before. I want to make you so beautiful again. To feel what Baba is speaking, just like if somebody insults us, we can feel and we begin to believe, did he really insulted me? Somebody deceives, whether directly or indirectly, we feel, why can't we feel the pure love? One has to think about it. Because it's still the old impression, old nature, old behavior in us is we cannot trust anyone. And we don't trust God as well. Though we love him. But trust means what he says, it is true. And then you see, this inner happiness will always remain. Because all these things that God gives, they are incognito. Even transformation, purification, is a gradually and it is incognito way of doing it. Because his way is unique, he himself is unique. So it's, I'm not conducting class, but I wanted to share God's love, to feel, to actually really be so connected that every word of Baba is not a lecture, it's not a seminar, it's expression of what is in his heart, what is his wish, what he wants us to make. If you think in this way, you see how quickly yoga, while walking, talking, sitting, eating, you know, it's always how to have yoga. I do not know how to remember. I am not sure I have a good yoga or not. I don't know whether I love my beloved or not. So because human beings have the same, I don't know whether my lover loves me or not, whether my husband or wife loves me or not. So we have the same mentality, same kind of thinking. We don't trust even the one who is ever truth. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He is ever truth, ever beautiful and ever benevolent. So this is what is the truth, to know as he is and what he is. What he is, people come to know, supreme, almighty, incorporeal, powerful, but as he is, as he expresses, as he plays the part, as he makes us transforms us. And then you really, and yoga is natural, happiness is natural, purification is natural. Efforts are not efforts anymore. It's great joy. So I now would like to, if you want to share anything, want to ask anything, most welcome, because time-wise, if you start, one person will start, it will trigger automatically in others. The ice break. Who should break ice? Okay, Shia, yes, please. Can you give the mic?
The aspect of love, which Sudhisiddhi was saying.
1 second. Because I need what you say, say it, others can hear,
right,
and
okay.
In order to make sure that I have understood properly, I need a speech. Yes, yeah.
So just now you were saying, Sudhisiddhi, regarding love, so in Sri Lanka, there are a lot of people who are having devotional love. So Baba's love is spiritual love. So the difference between spiritual love and devotional love, how can it be differentiated?
As I said, devotional love is two aspects. There is something that I want. As I said, faith is there, but fear is also there. In devotional love, fear is there and demand is there, expectations. It means my selfish motive. And then whenever I have devotion, I offer something. Either I will make a promise, I will build a temple, I will keep fasting, I will dedicate this, will do this task. It's a kind of business. But it's devotion because its faith is there that if I do this, he will fulfill it. While spiritual, and another aspect is, we don't have that direct experience on the path of devotion, that how God expresses this. It is what they research, some rishis, some munis, by their renunciation, their dedication. They discovered that how God is so loving that it is just like mother says, child, you are star of my eyes. You are part of my heart. Now it's expression of what others have. But it's not a literal thing. It's a kind of figure of speech to express the depth of this. So, on the path, it is just like seeing my face with somebody else's eyes. In order to explain it more clear, mirror gives you opportunity to see your face. But if mirror is given to a blind person, can he see his face? Mirror is very powerful, but he cannot see. And so how can he see? Because what is missing, eyes are there, but light is not in it. And so eyes, I see God now with my own experience and my own eyes, which is part of my own face. So I see myself with my experiment, with my direct relationship and my direct experience. And that is what it is. God gives me every day His different aspects of how I feel Him. As a father, as a teacher, as a beloved, as liberator, as powerful, you have yoga with me, and what transformation. I taste this, what I can achieve directly myself. And on the path of devotion, we sing the hymns which others have written. We read the scriptures and sing God's praise was our Rishis or Munis have written. So it in this way, it's called trusting others. This is God looks like this, God is like this. And here it is, I am exploring myself. I am experiencing myself. And what is blocking us? I mix bhakti in it. And that's why I miss the real opportunity to enjoy that real joy that is belonging to God. And that is what it is, that we are able to. Sometimes we don't realize how much we love God now. Why are you here? Why have you dedicated your life? Why don't you enjoy the world in your youth age? You left everything. You value the knowledge, you value your values. In knowledge, God gives us understanding and gives us the practical experience of what rishis and munis took years and years to research. And here is a magic that how we let go. But then bhakti sanskaras emerge and we create a barrier. We deceive ourselves. Perhaps it is not right. Maybe I am only imagining. Maybe this is not right yoga. My old sanskaras are coming again and again. This is what many people get confused in this. I don't have good yoga, that's why waste thoughts are coming. I had morning such a good yoga, and now this waste thought, impure thought came. I did not realize Baba is washerman. And if soap is very powerful, what will happen? The cloth which was dirty and the dust was in it, you wash it, what you see in the water? You see dust. It means soap was very useless. I wanted to make the cloth clean, it made me seem dirty. What I have to do? I have to throw that water away and put new soap. But what we are doing sometimes, seeing this dirt, I keep this dirt. Oh, waste thoughts came, impure thought came. Perhaps my yoga is not good. I immediately begin to doubt myself. And in this way, we keep this dirty water still, and then I want to put more water in it. I have to remove this and bring this new thought, what he has given me, what he is speaking to me. So the difference is that I reform myself. I explore myself and I enhance my experience, perceiving it again and again and pursuing it again and again. This is why yoga experiment. Why Baba use it, experiment it and experience it. This is difference. Their bhaktis somebody else has used and their used experience we are using. Second hand, third hand, fourth hand, and this is first hand.
Dining room. meal waiting. Dining room.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Yeah. I know the time.
Sorry.
Anyway, please give me questions.
One more question.
And then in the class time, when topic is tonight?
Today topic is knowledgeful, careful, loveful.
Okay. So then I can, please, the Ganesh, Ganesh bhai, can you collect the questions? I will repeat this as well, actually use this in the evening so that it can be clarified more. And so then, but I am happy to meet, right? Yes. Give their questions, please, so that meeting remains full. This is